There it is. Adelaide win three in a row.
Hit 107 and the Adelaide Crows present...
Ozzy Adley!
The Podscast.
Dickens, a boy! Marks turns, runs, and he kicks it.
Welcome to the Podscast for another week, and we've got the great man back. I don't know where he was last week, just wandering away up to... I was told by Rory Atkins you had your one haircut for the year. And so he stepped in and did a job. I don't know if you heard how he went, but we're getting huge responses on him. So, I mean, real
huge
lift from
good,
you.
Good, bad, recall. Or otherwise?
Negative feedback, I heard.
Any feedback's good feedback, mate. People are talking about it.
Well, yeah. Well, the big news, I thought when you're talking about someone's back, is that JJ's back this week? Is that the big news?
I mean, that is also quite large in podcast world. Is it confirmed?
Game day. Game day. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
I'm back.
I hope it's confirmed, mate. We're actually still home in bed, are you? Or...
I'm back.
Let's hope Alex Rance hasn't listened to this because you would be feeling confident. Is that who you'll get today?
Unsure. Those guys will float around. And actually, didn't play against... We played those guys, Richmond, in the JLT series. Took a loss, but don't think he played that day.
No, he didn't.
So
I mean, you guys can't say this. It's the 5-0 clash. It's the big one. Yeah. I think they're pretenders. I don't think they're there. I think they've been pretty
weak.
We are about to find out. So back me up here, JJ. do need your finest work. Before we go anywhere else, Rory did host last week, Rory Atkins.
Yeah.
And comes in here, and he was just regular Rory at that point. And I turned on the TV to watch the game, and he's Rory Atkins-Amanis with the blonde locks, the Slim Shady styles. And he's got a lot of grief for it.
He has, yeah.
This is what happens at a footy club. If you just dye your hair blonde, it's all anyone wanted to bang on about. And they basically said, he's lucky he played well or he would have been reprimanded.
I heard some of that commentary pre-game. Everyone was saying, yeah, he better play well. And it was making my blood boil. The colour of his hair has no impact on how he plays the game. I used to cop the same because I wear the pink boot and the green boot. And I'm like, oh, you better get a kick. Well, what's that got to do with the colour of my boots? It is what it is. Like, good on him. He gets bored, Rory.
Well, we interviewed him this morning. Have a listen to this.
It was actually the night before we travelled. So we played Saturday, travelled Friday. So it happened on the Thursday night. I was getting my hair cut and I thought about changing it up a bit.
So it wasn't a Just For Men setup?
No, it was not. I actually got it done professionally. So, yeah, I thought, why not? I was sitting in the salon with one of my close teammates who apparently you've got some mail off, Brody Smith.
And, was he there with you?
He was there, and he's one of the ones to egg me on. He probably didn't think it was a good idea and thought it'd be a bit of a laugh, but he's do it.
If Brody's telling you to do something, mate, he's stitching you up, surely.
So anyway, I went with it, and it ended up getting a bit of attention throughout the week. But the guys, I was happy with the reception. I got a few of them, what are you doing?
Is it true you were doing handstands, calling yourself the new Jason Akermanis?
Oh, I may have done one or two before the game, but finished that up pretty quick.
Now, we did talk to him. He rolled in the Yeezy shoes today as well, and he obviously has a bit of a personality that is, you know, he doesn't mind flashing. Is it hard as an AFL footballer to show a little bit of an eccentric side without having people tear you apart through the media?
Well, yeah, a little bit. But he arrived at the airport that day, and I was in the queue with him, and the media just had a circus around him, and I was like trying to dodge cameras and get out of the way of photos because people wanted to post him on Twitter and that. But yeah, I like his hair.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah, it's him. It's
I thought he played one of his best games ever, and I don't know if that's just because of the hair, but I did certainly look at him and I noticed him more because people kept talking about him the entire time. But the camera noticed him more too because he has admitted, and this did come from Brody Smith, that he decided for the first time ever during singing the song that he would stand next to 200 gamer Richard Douglas because he knew he would get on the camera.
These are the things that we need to continue to come up with, these little tricks that the players have that go on behind the scenes. You'd never ever notice them, but I can assure you, Lynchy was first in to make sure he lifted Dougie up on the shoulders as well.
So was Otto, like actually. Otto was pretty quick.
Yeah, there's just little things that players do to get a little bit more airtime. But no, I actually quite liked. Rat texted me as well before when he was in at Yellow Strawberry getting his hair done. And I also went with I reckon it'll look great, mate. But he FaceTimed me not long after, and I actually thought, I don't mind it.
I think I was a big fan of it, but they did put out even your website, adelaidefc.com, did it. Five worst haircuts of all time.
They put him on there.
They put him on with the weed, didn't they?
He told me it's the fact that he has never had a Brownlow vote. He thought that the blonde hair might get him a vote.
Do you reckon he would have polled?
Well, he'd be certainly around the mark.
Well, this week we have Richmond, as I said, and both 5-0. I don't even want to talk about the Gold Coast game because we smashed them.
I'm getting sick of seeing the boys kick 150 and me not being a part of it.
Do you feel like, well, we're doing pretty well with
goals? Coleman, is it?
Back to back, 153 2 weeks in a row, and I've been on the couch.
Well, it does, as a fan, you do feel very happy when you look at Collingwood and everyone's talking about how they can't get goals. And then we look at the fact that we've got bigs on the bench like yourself. We've got McGovern. All this goal-kicking ability that at Collingwood, imagine what they would do just to get a piece of you right about now. And we're still kicking the 150. So
they can't. He's locked in, though. He's locked, they can't. He's locked
going
in.
Going nowhere.
But the game itself with Richmond, how do you see that going? I obviously think we'll win, but do you think they're a tough opposition? Or
you got to respect the way that they're playing. They've changed the way they move the ball, the way they defend a fair bit as well this year. So obviously they had some new coaches come in, not a senior coach, but some of their assistants have changed the way they've played, and they're actually playing a pretty good brand in terms of it's a contested brand of footy, which history tells you that that's what finals is. And we're going to be up for a fairly tough task today with them, and they're up and about, and they've got a whole heap of self-belief and confidence, which is always tough to come up against. But look, our belief is that our system and the way we play and the form that our players are in, getting JJ back in the team this week is really important as well. We'll be pretty.
Here's one for both of you. How do you defend the fend off from Dustin Martin? What do you do?
Don't go near.
Doesn't seem like anyone can do anything.
Don't attempt to make any tackles.
Corral.
Yeah, it's that. Yeah, it's a lethal weapon. Like it's.
But you know he's going to do it, but it still feels like you can't do anything about it. Do you grab the arm?
I was watching a footy show during the week and someone was saying, I just can't understand how you get fended, but it happens that quick.
Yeah.
People think, oh,
it's
just swat the arm.
For him.
It just happens that fast. It's done and he's gone before you know it. We have got someone who may be able to counter it.
Yeah. At my old club, we had a rule that if Dustin Martin fends you off, so Chris Scott at Geelong said that you got to do a minute of madness during the week, which a minute of madness was make the boys laugh for a minute.
Oh, tough task.
Nice for Josh Jenkins though, people just didn't want to go near him. But it was pretty funny.
But I did say that Chief. I think it was the Chief who was saying get low tackle. It's like I don't think it's that easy, mate.
It's not that easy. So that's why I say just steer clear.
Well, the game is Sunday at home, and I have to give our fans a shout out because I don't think, and this is what I want to get into next. I don't like that time slot. I don't know how you guys feel about it. I want to talk about game slots in general. Feel like we're the heavy hitters of the AFL at the moment. Yeah. We always get a crowd.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Our members are probably the best. Mm. Biggest attendances, I think, on average, of any Australian club team. And we're put to the Sunday 4:30 stuff.
Yeah.
For, whatever is 4:05. As a fan, for me anyway, it kind of feels, I'd rather it earlier in the Sunday. And you got the day ahead of you. It just feels like you're starting to creep towards Monday too much. How do you feel about it as
a player? That's the answer. You're the man. As a player, I like 4 p.m. purely as a time slot because I find it a great amount of time to prepare for a game. Clearly, we leave or we get to the ground 2 hours beforehand. Mm-hmm. So I'm not leaving home until 1 o'clock, 1:30. So from that point perspective, I don't mind it. But you are the person who asks because you're the spectator. I mean, that's who it affects.
Yeah,
the players will play any old time.
The Saturday, obviously not as bad at that time, but just Sunday, you can already feel with people rushing home. You don't maybe go get to have a drink after the game, something like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the ratings are on a Sunday afternoon or late game, but I think this week, I mean, two undefeated teams, there's another game.
No matter what, yeah.
I reckon the whole of Australia is going to be watching this. And Richmond have got a massive supporter base. We've got a massive supporter base. It's just great for footy.
Could I get you to rank them? And you've both, obviously, Pods, you've played as well. Favourite time to play? Is it a Friday night footy? Is it Saturday arvo, the traditional sort of 2 o'clock Sunday?
I loved playing Friday night footy at the G against a big team back in the, I can say now back in the day because I retired a few years ago. But I think that was definitely the highlight and Saturday nights was pretty good as well.
If it's Friday, do you like that because you get a weekend to go and you sort of tune off a bit?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Head up to Mount Hotham and get a ski in.
we've been lucky in the recent years to get Thursday night footy and I've quite enjoyed that because have recovery Friday morning, and then someone like me lives 5 hours away by car with no ability to fly home. It gives me a chance to go home as well. So Thursday nights are even good, and I know we get a few of those. So
I still remember that first Thursday night we played against Collingwood, and you kicked that goal in the goal square, and the crowd was that loud at three-quarter time.
Right.
No one heard the siren. Do you remember that?
I do remember that one. Another one from the goal square, Amos.
Over the Jay the Goose. Now, I do need to know as well your thoughts on the floating fixture.
Love it.
Now, you're a person, I believe, I think Rory Atkins did say this to me. We asked him the other day. that you're a big proponent of looking at who's doing well and then giving them the sweet spot rather than playing in advance.
Yeah, extremely difficult because of travelling and breaks and whatnot, but it works in the NFL and those teams travel a lot and their game's very physical. There was a potential for that last week. I think Port Adelaide and Carlton could have slid in the Sydney Derby. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't have affected recoveries or anything like that. That's an area where I reckon we could do that, and because no one really wanted to watch Port v Carlton, to be fair. I think there's an opportunity for it. It happens in the NFL. They call it flexible scheduling. So maybe we'll get there one day.
Yeah, I don't think Bolt wants to watch that game either.
Anything that grows our game and gets more people watching is a good thing. So I don't mind it.
I should point out we do have a special guest joining us on the show today.
We
kind of got carried away. We got the Tex. And
the captain.
We have the captain. Now we needed
that's the biggest name in Adelaide, isn't
we
it?
We needed really? A little bit more. We needed some extra star power just to push the podcast a bit. And Pods has come to me hot and said he's got something planned for him. What do we want to get out of the Texan?
Nothing.
Nothing.
All I want him to do.
What do you mean?
Zero. I just want to ring him up and say, "Hey Matt, how are you going?" Him answer the question, then we hang up on
is
him.
Is that because he costs a fortune per minute media wise?
We can't afford him. We can't afford any more questions.
All right, well, before the show is out, we will just hear from the text. Almost just to prove that we talk out of ours. That's all it is. How do you go with the text? You close friends?
Yeah, we're pretty close. Playing the same forward line, so sitting in the same
competitive,
meetings.
Though, for goals? Two big boys?
Oh, well, we both have to defer to Eddie.
You assist each other, though.
Yeah, we just defer. We all defer to Eddie, so we're all fighting for second place.
I reckon most AFL players, when they do radio interviews, they expect, you know, 4 to 5, 6 questions, and they've got to give long answers and give some sort of insight. I reckon it's just interesting to see what his reaction is when we just ask him, one, how he's going, and then see what he says after that.
It'd be a nice change, a welcome change, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, just quickly about Eddie. I don't know if you saw on... What's that one with Dermon Roos, league teams? They said that they had Eddie Betts and they had Toby Green, and the panel took Toby over Eddie Betts.
Did they really? In fairness, Toby Green's a pretty...
Do you really rate Toby Green? Because they say he's the best small forward.
I rate him highly. Like, not going to take him over Eddie, but Toby Green is disgusting. A sensational player. All Australian last year, Amos.
Yes, you know, look, he's good, but I mean...
So Eddie.
He's better than
it's
good.
Eddie.
Yeah.
It is, it's Eddie.
Oh, from a defensive matchup point of view, as a backs coach, looking at those two matchups, I reckon that Eddie's probably the toughest one to match up on, only because you don't know what he's going to do at the time. So you can push him towards the pocket, but he'll kick it from there. Whereas I'm not sure Toby Green kicks him from pockets.
That's his sweet spot. We're going to get into your top four. And I have to say, I went and watched Richmond Melbourne, and it was bloody good to see the Richmond fans.
The army.
They were loud. And the theme song, which you wanted to bring up.
Yes.
Probably the best.
In the AFL, it's pretty popular. I mean, ours is good.
Ours is really good.
We hear it quite often.
Do you know the history of the Adelaide Crows theme song? Do you know what it's based on?
When We Win?
No, it's a song. It's an old song.
Yes.
And it's based off the US Marines. So it's what the Marines sing.
I did know that basically all AFL songs have some sort of
heritage. So ours is US Marines anthem. This is it.
You know the words?
I don't know this one.
I reckon this sounds like something from North Korea.
This is called the Halls of Montezuma.
Gee whiz.
So there's that one there. Listen to the Richmond one, because this is what you think is the best in the AFL. Yeah?
So they say.
Away from Tigerland, a fighting fury, we're from Tigerland. In any weather, you will see us with a grin.
That's the best bit. 85,000 yelling
out. No, when they yell the yellow and black.
Yeah, yellow and black.
It's pretty cool.
We don't
want
to hear that
fan.
One today, though. We don't want to be.
No,
hearing.
When they run out.
What's
they
the only
can
time?
They can play it when they run out. I was a Richmond fan when I was growing up, so maybe a tiny little bit of bias left in me. But
no, I think it's a really good one. And I think almost everyone who played amateurs just replaced Tiger with whatever emblem they were.
The team
they are. So my school was the Mercedes Camel, so we were from Camel Land.
Camels?
One of the worst.
Mate, surely. Your first game is, what were you? Were you captain or?
Any wonder you fell into radio?
Well, I did have to run around at 3/4 time and go, come on, Camels!
No.
You couldn't take yourself seriously as a captain, to be honest. When
you've
got to
change
the
mascot, don't you? That had to be on the agenda at some point of time.
Mate, the camel, you might not think it's dangerous. It lasts long in arid conditions.
Spit on you, don't they?
Spits on you, retains water.
Retains water.
It's ugly.
So you had no water, boys?
Gets the job done.
All right, time for JJ's
top four. Yes, JJ's got a top four theme songs, though.
JJ's top four.
Gets bigger every week, that does.
Yeah, still not quite happy with it, though, but we'll move on. Now, I'm not as well versed as you two learner gentlemen in theme songs, but I've come up with my top four. At four, talked about bias before, got a lot of bias for this man. He's skillful in every aspect. Will Smith in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Love
so this
show.
Is coming at number one or four?
Four. You should know how it works
well, it
by now.
Well, I'm just saying
we
it should be number one. That's all, mate.
We count down.
You got to make silly decisions.
Three, two, number one.
But it should be number one. It's the greatest theme song of all time.
Oh, okay. At number three, and we heard this 24 times because there are 24 movies thus far, which is pretty incredible, James Bond.
That's a classic.
It's a classic. Number two.
Stiff to beat this.
Number two, one of our all-time favourites as kids. Differing age groups, but this show's been going forever. The one and only, The Simpsons.
Who's your favourite character, Jay, on The Simpsons?
Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns. Well, he's got the same amount of money as
money
him.
Money was. It's all about the money, isn't it?
I was thinking moods. His mood.
His mood.
Who's your Smithers?
Who is my Smithers?
Lynchy.
Rat.
Lynchy. Oh, Rat.
Just the boss rat around. But number one, how many movies are there? Six? Six of these movies, I reckon. First one was coming out about 25 years before I was born. But the number one theme song is Rocky.
Yep.
And if you're on your way to the game, this will pump you up.
Although we have to stop it now because we don't have the rights. So Sylvester Stallone's not a man to mess with. You ever had the raw egg?
No.
Is that what elite sportsmen do, the raw egg?
No, certainly not. I'm not that committed to my craft to be eating raw eggs.
It wouldn't have been as good in the 70s if you had a protein shake.
Did I miss any?
I think
Seinfeld for me is number one for sure. I mean, it's the best sitcom of all time.
Of course.
Yeah.
I would have had this in over.
There was a few, like, friends. There was a few that I mulled over. But
I was bringing some up, and neither of you have seen Game of Thrones?
No.
Walking Dead?
No.
None.
If it's good, I haven't seen it.
Oh, sorry, Walking Dead is actually called the Collingwood lineup of 2007. Worst song, though, I'm just chucking this out there. I think the Eagles, and I think Freo always get unfairly bashed, but I think the Eagles have the worst theme song ever.
Mikey won't be happy with that.
I just don't like it. What's this crap?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Right, get into
it. A little while. The crowd's already out of the venue by now.
And you need fake crowd noises? Not for me. GWS, very underrated.
Ooh.
Do you know the GWS theme song very well? Very Ukrainian dance hall.
Don't mind this one.
Is,
it's real Russian vibes, isn't it?
Don't mind
we
this
need
one.
A Russian bear, isn't it, in the background for sure here.
This is Vlad Putin's favourite. All right. So we've had our fill of bloody songs here. But tell me, the NFL draft, I'm mildly into the NFL around playoffs when I buy a Brady jumper. But not like you guys are. Why is the NFL draft way more interesting than the AFL draft?
Because the fans, the guys that are being drafted are household names already because people watch them and follow them in college football. So basically everyone in the first round at least is like as well known as the most famous AFL players. So that's why, because the fans can relate to them. They do, I wouldn't say they cheer for their respective NFL teams harder than AFL fans do. But they are very passionate and they know who they're getting straight away. Over here, I guess,
not many
you know,
people
you get
go to
a
NAB.
Kid from Woodville, West Torrens, you're like, you know, I've heard a little bit about him, but he hasn't been on national TV 15
The trouble
times.
With that is sometimes, and it's a good thing that they actually know who they are, but say the Jets fans, if they don't like the pick and that they actually boo the kid when he's coming on stage, which is a bit harsh. I've never really seen him play at the NFL level.
Well, I'm more into NBA. I remember when Porzingis
booed
him. Now he's an absolute superstar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why American sport's great, because they, you know, both ends of the spectrum, they go berserk.
All right, well, let's try and get the text on.
Exclusive?
We have an exclusive text. Now, he has no idea what the plan is here, so I'm going to just defer
this
over to you,
well.
J-Pod.
I don't know what's going to happen.
You just back this in. You represent
the podcast.
We've got
to hang up on him,
though. Okay, I'll hang up on him. Yeah. All right.
Just say, have you ever heard a truck backing up? Then hang up.
How is it, Ben Rutten, by the way?
Hello?
Text pods.
Hello? He's got you both. I've heard this one.
Oh.
Next year.
Oh, he's not the one with these, is he? I mean, got all three. Surely not. I mean, you do that in year nine.
Ring him again.
Just going through the tunnel.
This is AFL's best captain. That's his voicemail.
In the way.
Wow.
The only reason I knew that you'd fallen for that is because I've fallen for it 20 times.
Here we go.
Hello.
Tex, Pods.
What's going on?
You got JJ here and Amos, mate. You're on the podcast for the Crows.
How you going, website. Tyler?
Boys, how are you?
Yeah, very good, Tex. How are you, mate?
Thanks for coming on, mate.
Too easy.
Thanks, mate.
See you, mate.
That was Tex Walker, captain of the Adelaide Crows. And that's all the time he could give us.
Cost us $3,000.
That was $3,000. That was three grand.
And he is at a business course today as well. So
yeah, no, he won't be happy.
He'll be learning how to invoice us for that.
We'll wait for the text message.
I'm sure he'll be locked into the course.
What is he doing at a business course? What's that all about?
Great question.
he's got a fair shareholding in the album, so I'm thinking he's trying to work out how to run the joint.
Nah, we've had our fill.
No, that's enough. Yeah, is that enough? Mate, I told you we're going in for $3,000. we've got a soft cap we're working towards, yeah?
Well, we're finished on our biggest weapon there, which was Tex, but it's not our biggest weapon to finish. We finish on the Pods quote of the day.
Well, I think the Pods quote of the day, getting the email feedback from our listeners, it hasn't given us much, has it?
You think it's not lifted?
No. So what I'm about to do is give you the worst joke of the day.
Joke
thoughts?
Of the day.
Amos?
Okay, I'm happy for that.
You being a comedian, Tex just texted me, by the way. He just sent me a message. I can't repeat it on air. Amos, you being the comedian, can you answer this question? What's brown and sticky?
A stick. And that has been another episode.
Has that been rehearsed? I know I got here late, but...
No, mate.
Not at all. But I went to the comedian.
With a new Hamish and Andy. We just know where we're going, you know? It's slick stuff.
Which one am I?
I'm both Hamishes. Yeah. Now, enjoy the game today, everyone. Yes. It's going to be quality, and we're going to about to go 6-0. Thanks, JJ.
Thank you.
Pods. Welcome
Thanks,
back.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you again next week, and remember, a massive thank you to Toyota. If you want any more news, head to afc.com.au for exclusive Crows news and insights. And of course, there's the Facebook, the Instagram, and the Twitter.